Welcome to the San Antonio Baptist Association. You're listening to a Sabbath Teams podcast.
Welcome. Hello, my name is Steve Payne. I am the Community Impact Coordinator for the San Antonio Baptist Association. Today, we are going to be talking about sex trafficking. And I want to thank you for tuning into this. This is a month that's all about community impact. And we want you to thank you for being here. Today we are going to have two young ladies that are going to be talking about sex trafficking. But before we begin with that, I would like Bishop Brent Bryant to give us a word of prayer.
Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace. We thank you for this day, this opportunity to meet with these, your servants. And we pray, God, that during this conversation, Father, that out of it comes a blessing, not only for this organization, but also for Saba and for our city. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our two young ladies today is Jennifer Rodriguez and Kaylee Golden. And I'd like both of them to introduce themselves and talk a little bit about how they got started with this organization.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Rodriguez, and I'm the Executive Director of Luminary Ministries. And how we started in this, I guess it started a while back for me in my 20s, just having, being a teen parent myself. God just put a heart for me for teen parents and also for kids aging out of the foster care system and seeing the support that is needed as a young parent and for those that don't have families. And so I've really seen what God has done in my life as a teen parent, and even my son, who is a worship leader at one of the fastest growing churches in San Antonio, and seeing that when you impact the life of a young person, it doesn't just change that, your generation or that generation. It changes the next generation and forward. And so that's how I got started.
Okay. My name is Kaylee Golden. I actually met Jen through Youth for Christ, Parent Life. I was a teen mom myself. So she actually brought me in to this new ministry. We're doing Luminary Ministry, and I'm actually the lead worship and creative director there. So my vision on that part is music innovation, providing production classes and just community for people who struggle with mental health issues and from failed family support systems. And, yeah.
Good. Well, Jennifer, could you tell us in terms of your mission and your vision for Luminary?
So our mission is for the foundation is, of course, the gospel, of sharing the gospel with these young, at-risk young adults and teenagers, but also to, we know that they also need support in other areas, and so we want to, we want to be able to provide support to these young people by bringing wraparound services to them. And so addressing areas such as financial literacy and education success. We also want to hit on domestic violence. It's the numbers are really high of percentages of youth that and young adults that are in domestic violence. And so it's even something that the city is looking at in a collaborative way of working with organizations and schools of how can they prevent domestic violence. And then ultimately, too, also sex trafficking. We know that in our country, sex trafficking, the numbers are on the rise. And so it's something that we really want to address within our organization. And so our thing is to bring community around them and be able to provide resources and the gospel to be successful. And what we envision in the future is what we want is to bring to create a community hub for them. And so where we bring other nonprofits and ministries and agencies, and we have it under one roof providing these services, and they're able to receive it and come kind of like a one-stop shop, you know? And so that is our vision for Luminary, that we would see a community come around them and be a support for them.
Well, one of the subjects that you and I have kind of talked about was individuals aging out of the foster care system. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so on sex trafficking, one of the most vulnerable population for sex trafficking is those aging out of the foster care system. And even those that are in the foster care system, 60 to 80% of those kids that are in the foster care system or aging out of the foster care system will end up in some sort of sex trafficking, whether it's a minor situation or full-blown into prostitution.
So when they're coming out, are they being attacked by people on the street, like, you know, pimps and...
Yeah,
and
so actually there's certain ways. There's a traditional way of, like, you know, a pimp luring them in by buying them gifts and lavishing them and doing all the traditional things that, you know, like... It's usually the stereotype of how a pimp lures, you know, them into that. But there's also an interesting thing that has been happening is that they're using the young girls that they already have in the sex trafficking to go into group homes, into foster cares, or even meeting them in the foster care homes. And it primarily happens in group homes where they're the girls are going in and they're luring these girls to be runaways. And so they run away and then the traffickers get them. And believe it or not, the age that they start is 12 years old.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
One of the things also that kind of concerns me is the fact that in terms of how you and your organization have the ability to contact these children and how are you helping them?
So it's really us partnering. That's what I think the only way that we're able to make change in our community is partnering with other agencies that are working with foster care kids that know that they're aging out and making those partnerships to be able to say, hey, we want to bring a community around them. One thing that what interested Luminary, we primarily, when we were thinking and dreaming about Luminary, we were thinking about teen parents and the young adult parents. One of the things that really tugged at our heartstring was we have seen kids in the foster care system. And can you imagine being 18 years old and being released and you have nothing? You have no family. The only thing you know is institution. You know, like, how lonely that must feel. No wonder they're vulnerable. You know, there's no support. There's nothing. I have three boys, and they're all in their early 20s. And even now, I have to guide them and steer them to be like, no, you know, not making those decisions, but...
But imagine, like, not having that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's where we're able to create a protectiveness by partnering with other agencies and telling them, hey, we want those kids. We want to create a community around them. We want to be their family. And so, yeah.
Well, Kelly, can you tell us a little bit about your experience and how you got involved with Luminary?
Yeah, so I'm more of the music side, like I said. I started making music when I was like 9, and I didn't really have the greatest childhood. I used it kind of as like an escape. And it always just brought a lot of healing to me. And I've always done music, you know. I'm kind of like a new into ministry and new convert, I guess. So my music wasn't really revolved around, you know, the gospel or God or the prophetic. But I guess within this past few years, I started just getting this... As I've gotten closer to my faith, I've started realizing, you know, God's vision and my calling. And it revolves around music and using this music to heal people that have gone through similar trauma through family. My main focus is depression, anxiety, mental health stuff. I just know a lot of people, especially younger generations mainly, that just... The family dynamics nowadays, they're just not really healthy. There's a lot of toxicity, and I guess that leads into not being prepared as a young adult either. So through this ministry, I got involved with Jen, and I told her what I want to do. She was down with it, and so, I mean, it's gonna, what I'm gonna be doing, I'm forming an album. I'm going to be using these original songs as our content for our worship nights and before our Bible studies. And then we're going to be doing worship events where we're going to have, eventually we'll have some life skill classes where I'll be bringing in guest people to teach them how to produce, or maybe even guitar lessons, songwriting, stage presence, even just surrounding it by God, like what is their purpose in doing it, and using these worship event nights. We want them to show that off and just put it out there for the world, and mainly just bring healing to these people. And I'm just so excited to just get it all started.
Great. Yeah,
all
right.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Well, keeping the gospel as the foundation, Jennifer, is one of the things that Luminary is all about. You and I talked about your journey with the Lord. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in the church, but in my teen years, I ended up being a teen parent, and I think I had growing up, even though I know the Lord was always with me, I think I had religion and not relationship, and that was very key in my struggle of my identity and really looking for love in all the wrong places and ending up a teen parent. By the time I was 21, I already had 3 boys and I was in an abusive relationship. And I came from a healthy family, and, you know, and I remember the shame too, because I grew up in the church. And so being a teen, imagine being a teen parent and you grew up in the church, the shame that you carry, right? And so the marriage ended and I ended up being a single parent. And I remember the Lord clearly taking me through a journey. I lost my grandfather, who was very much loved the Lord. And I remember in my young wisdom, like, oh, I'm going to go to church and I'm going to go to his church, because I just wanted, we loved my grandfather so much. And so I did. And did I know that the Lord would capture my heart in a way that, you know, there's no turning back when the Lord captures your heart. Amen. And so he captured my heart. And ever since then, he's put a fire for him and for the ministry, and really just seeking out a generation of, like, and that's how God has impacted my life. I know that he has the same plans for these teen parents' life. And God, because I became a teen parent, that didn't mean my purpose changed. God had my purpose all Amen. Along. And he was like, I'm going to walk with you till you fulfill your purpose and, like, get you back on track. And that's what the Lord did. And I really feel that for these teen parents. Kylie will know I am persistent with them and pursuing them, because the Lord pursued me, you know, and I don't believe in throwaway kids. I don't. And so I really believe that the Lord has a plan for them. It's the Jeremiah 29:11, right? That he has our future. And so just walking with the Lord, I've been doing ministry since I was about 23. Just walking with the Lord. And I was with a great organization, San Antonio Youth for Christ, where I got a lot of training and a lot of wisdom and knowledge. And then the Lord said, okay, you're moving. And it was a great opportunity to be able to serve not only teen parents, but young adults and kids that age out of the foster care system. And we really are excited of what God planted in our heart. And as far as that boy that I had at 17, I mentioned earlier, like, he's a worship leader, and the way that God uses him to bring people into the presence of God. And he truly had a very young age. This is what the best treasure that the Lord could give you. At a very young age, I saw my son learn that his father is God. And he captured that in such a way that he truly believes, like, it, all things are possible through him. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, there's one other thing I just want to ask you really, really quick. There are many organizations here in San Antonio. Some of them are targeting some of the same clients and people that you are. What makes Luminary an impact that is different from the other organizations in San Antonio?
So I think what makes us different is that we know that we can't do it alone. It's a collaborative. Mm-hmm. So we need the church, we need the organizations, we need the ministries, we need everybody. If we're going to change our city, we need partnerships and we need true collaboratives. And Luminary is a collective of organizations and ministry wanting to see change. We failed our kids way too long, and we need to step up as a body and serve our kids.
Amen.
Thank you so much. This is just one of maybe three that we're going to do, because it's such a big topic, and there's so many things that a lot of our churches do not know. And main thing is awareness. They need to know what's going on in San Antonio. And we'll talk about that in part two, a little bit more about what you've talked about. But as we've got to close on time right now, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to SABA Teams podcast, where we've touched on the topic of really sex trafficking. And that's one of the things that we really need to know, because it's kind of the hidden thing that nobody knows about it, but we need to be aware of what's going on. So once again, I want to thank you and God bless. Thank you for listening to this edition of the SABA Teams podcast. We look forward to continuing our conversation next time in hopes of better connecting, encouraging, and supporting churches for kingdom impact.